quite a few people are still coming in, so I'll do a little intro for myself and hopefully people can get settled in. This session is about a number of things. I'm going to talk about the Java 2 Micro Edition fundamentally and what are configurations and profiles. And to sort of hopefully fill out your understanding of all of the J2ME, I'm going to talk a little bit about a number of different devices, not just phones and two-way pagers and PDAs, but also talk about set-top boxes and automobiles and a variety of other things. And hopefully when you leave from here, you'll feel like you have a good overview of all the technologies. And then you hopefully will go to a lot of the nitty-gritty technical sessions with the engineering teams to find out more about the ones that particularly interest you, whether it's the KVM and the CLDC, or it's mobile phones and the mid-profile, or automobiles or what have you. My name is Bill Day. I work for Sun. I have what I think is one of the best jobs on earth, which is technology evangelist. And basically what that means is I get to play as much as I want with code. I get to travel a lot, and I get to talk to people about what they're doing and hopefully help you guys. So what I want you to get from me out of this is a lot of resources and tips, how to get started with Micro Edition development, what are the tools that are out there now and what's coming, and maybe most importantly, how to get more information when you have questions that don't get answered. So if you want to follow up with me, my email is bill.day@sun.com. You can also go to my own website, which is billday.com, and I have links to, first of all, this presentation in HTML. I'll link to the Java 1 site when the PDF version's up. And I have an archive called the J2ME Archive where I'm listing applications around the world that I'm aware of. And so it's a great place to go to get tips, to get links to code that you can download and start using today. There are a couple things I wanted to say just up front, sort of agenda items. One is that I think we'll finish a little earlier than schedule, and I hope that's all right with everyone. I know there's a lot of other things people want to do and go see, a lot of other sessions. So if we can go in maybe an hour and a half roughly and then take open-ended Q&A after that, that's what I'd like to do. So I won't plan to take a break in the middle. The other thing I'm going to want to do is show some demos. I'll probably save it for one big chunk kind of near the end. So if you're really interested in the demos, I'd encourage you to stick around. I'm going to show demos mostly centered on mobile phones and PDAs and things like that. So I'm going to show a number of emulators with real KVM, CLDC implementations that are running real Java code in them. So what I like to do is maybe just set the stage a little bit. Where do I see the important technologies and how are things taking off and developing right now? I don't think for a Java 1 audience, because I'm assuming most of you are programmers or certainly IT people, technical managers, I don't think this is going to be any great surprise. A lot of people have sort of been noticing and writing about the fact that we're really shifting into another era, right? We still have mainframes. We still have personal computers. They're not going to go away anytime soon. These eras all overlap. But the most interesting devices for most people, and I'm not necessarily including myself as most people, but people like my mother, the most interesting devices for people like my mother are things you carry in your pocket, or that you wear, or that you drive, or that sit on your countertop at home or in your kitchen. Those are the devices people use every day. They have to work. You know, they have to be reliable. They can't crash. Your cell phone, if your cell phone crashes, it would be almost unheard of, and you would certainly be quite upset, right? The average consumer just can't tolerate a cell phone crashing. So the interesting thing about a lot of these devices, including cell phones, including PDAs, and many, many other things, is that the real value for most consumers, even if they don't think about it consciously, is in having computing power and having a network connection. The mobile phone is probably the best example. If you don't have a network, it's almost useless. Now, there's a number of things you can do, and certainly with Java technology, you can start having games in phones and a variety of other things, but the most interesting things for a mobile phone are obviously network-related. It's also true for PDAs. You may not think about it so much, but for most people, one of the killer things about a Palm PDA is that you can synchronize it, right? It's not just this isolated island, but it will sync with a laptop, and you can do network syncs over LANs at work and synchronize group schedules and things like that. That's the real value. So the interesting thing about this ubiquitous world of computing is that not just that we have processors embedded in phones and embedded in cars and embedded in devices on our countertop at home, but it's that we have processors and computing, or processors and networking linked together, computing and networking. So I think this is why we see so much interest in Java. And it's not just me standing up here as a Sun employee saying the network is the computer, but if you go out and talk to all the partners and all the companies that are here, you'll hear a lot of the same thing from everyone. They see a lot of value in Java because they can get Java implementations that will run on all these different devices, and they can access the network and can give programmers who want to write code sort of a consistent way to do so. Right? You can write code for your phone, for a car, for a toaster, or whatever has Java in it. So again, what I want to do is just set the stage a little bit on a technical level as to all the technologies across the board, and then I'm going to drill into the one that I'm most interested and passionate about right now, which is mobile phones, PDAs, and pagers. And I'll talk about the connected limited device configuration and the mobile information device profile, which together give you what you need to have Java in things like phones. One more maybe motivational slide that I wanted to show. I don't know how many people have seen this. This is right off of the live website, nttdocomo.com. You click on number of subscribers. The telecom world in particular is really doing a 180-degree turn. It's flipping upside down. We're going from very closed models to very open models. And, of course, there's some growing pains involved for everyone that's in that space. But I think it's really interesting that NTT Docomo has turned around, and not only are they talking about their iMode service, they published the number of subscribers. So their competitors know how many subscribers they have. This is off their regular live website. When I started using this slide in presentations in maybe late March, they were approaching 5 million subscribers. If you look now, they're significantly over 7 million and still skyrocketing. So I think it's very telling. I'll scroll down here so you can actually see the trend. It's very telling to see just how fast internet access into things like phones is exploding. To look at a simple graph like this is a real number. It's not contrived. It's not a forecast. This is all things that have happened in the past.